What a wonderful time of the year this is when we celebrate Easter, also known as the day that Jesus was raised from the dead. Now, what makes this day so wonderful? Now, I want to share something with you, and I know it's hard because you won't be able to see it, but if you ever seen a caterpillar, and a caterpillar kind of goes into a time, is what they do when they become like in a cocoon. You know what that is? Well, a cocoon is where a butterfly lives in a while. They live in this cocoon until it's time for them to come outside and to fly away. He built this little nest inside to live, and then the butterfly came out and he flew away. Wow. You know, it's really a miracle of life and how God created the heavens and the earth and all his animals and all his creatures. But that's exactly what makes a butterfly, a cocoon, and a caterpillar help us to tell the Easter story, because it's a good symbol. We talked last week about Jesus coming into Jerusalem. And if you remember that on Friday, Jesus died on the cross, and we know that is Good Friday. And then on Sunday, here we are, Jesus was victorious over death. He came out of the tomb to live forever. You see, in doing this, Jesus had conquered death for all of us. God's promises to give us eternal life. That's why we call it Victory of Jesus. Well, there's several things that can remind us what Easter means. You know, a lot of times we get new clothes and we come to church with new clothes, and it gives us like a little lift in our step and like a new life. We also have Easter eggs because they also remind us of the resurrection when Jesus came out of the tomb. We had a sunrise service today because the women went to the tomb and they found that it was empty in the morning. Well, that new life gives us more meaning. And it's also letting us know that we're going to go to heaven when we die. It means that we can live a new life and don't have to wait till we can die. We can do it right now. Isn't that wonderful? And we can let Jesus Christ be our risen Savior, the Lord of our life. There's an old great hymn that we sing that I really love, and it's got a good little beat to it. Now, I'm going to sing, so I hope you don't run away. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. Isn't that a cool song? We do serve a risen Savior, and he is in the world today through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit. And he's here in our midst at all times, and now to give us the gift of life. He will help us live the best possible life here on earth, both on earth and then when the world to come, we go to heaven. It's a wonderful thing, Jesus, what God has done for us. And he wants to be Lord of your life. So pray with me if you would. Dear Lord, we're thankful for the good news of Easter. Be the Lord of our life, for we pray it in your name. Amen and amen.